Jerry Bader Show 1024. It is a big deal. Front page story in a lot of newspapers, even though it was announced Friday that it's happening today. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson filing suit in U.S. District Court in eastern Wisconsin over Obamacare. He has a piece in the Wall Street Journal today explaining himself. On Monday, Jan 6, I'm filing suit, writes Senator Johnson of the Wall Street Journal, in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Wisconsin to make Congress live by the letter of the health care law it imposed on the rest of America by arranging for me and other members of Congress and their staffs to receive benefits intentionally ruled out by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The administration has exceeded its legal authority. The president and his congressional supporters have also broken their promise to the American people that Obamacare was going to be so good that they would participate in it just like everyone else. In truth, many members of Congress feel entitled to an exemption from the harsh realities of the law they helped jam down Americans' throats in 2010. I'm going to reread that, and I want you to listen very carefully to about the next paragraph and a half. Very carefully. Congress feels entitled to an exemption from the harsh realities of the law they helped jam down Americans' throats in 2010. Unlike millions of their countrymen who have lost coverage and must now purchase insurance through an exchange, members and their staffs will receive an employer contribution to help pay for their new plans. Listen very carefully to this paragraph. It is clear that this special treatment via a ruling by the President's Office of Personnel Management was deliberately excluded in the law. During the drafting, debate, and passage of Obamacare, the issue of how the law should affect members of Congress and their staffs was repeatedly addressed. Even a cursory reading of the legislative history clearly shows the intent of Congress was to ensure that members and staff would no longer be eligible for their current coverage under the Federal Employee Health Benefit Plan. The law states that as of Jan 1, 2014, the only health insurance plans that members of Congress and their staffs can be offered by the federal government are plans created under Obamacare or offered through an exchange established under Obamacare. And there were some legislative remedies to this that were proposed. Democrats refused to entertain them because they didn't want to open up Obamacare in toto to further amendments. So they didn't fix this legislatively, even though they became aware of how this would impact members of Congress and their staffs. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner of Southeast Wisconsin tore into Ron Johnson over this lawsuit. Senator Johnson's lawsuit is an unfortunate political stunt. I am committed to repealing Obamacare, but the employer contribution he's attacking is nothing more than a standard benefit that most private and all federal employees receive, including the president. Success in the suit will mean that Congress will lose some of its best staff and will be staffed primarily by recent college grads who are still on their parents' insurance. This will make it even more difficult to fight the president and his older, more experienced staff. Jim Sensenbrenner, that could be the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard some pretty dumb things. Here's what's going on. Jim, you want to protect your staff from one of the negative consequences of Obamacare. This was known, and legislative remedies were proposed. Democrats didn't want to entertain them because they didn't want to open up all of Obamacare to amendment. You knew this was coming. Ron knew it was coming. He budgeted for it. You're just whining now because you're dealing with the same thing employers around the country are dealing with. They don't have an administration that can simply go, pocus cadabra, you are exempt from this. This is the biggest, has been the biggest problem. There are Republicans who don't want to live with the reality of Obamacare any more than Democrats. This is not a political stunt. Jim, by calling it a political stunt, are you saying that the administration has the constitutional authority to arbitrarily change a law? Is that what you agree with that? I don't. I don't think most people do. Now, I don't know what the success chances of litigation are. We know how litigation works. And actually getting this done may be unlikely. But I don't disagree with the intent of the suit. It was an illegal move to arbitrarily change this to benefit members of Congress and their staffs. And Jim, you knew it was coming. Why didn't you budget for it? Well, now we're going to be dealt with a bunch of snotty-nosed college kids. Whose fault is that? It's yours. You knew this storm was coming, and you were being just like a liberal Democrat, and you wanted the president to just fix it for you. Yeah, if he disagrees with the suit, he does agree with the White House. What he's bleeping and moaning about here is it's going to impact his staff because he didn't plan for something that they knew was in there. There are all sorts of nasty things in there, Jim, that most, as Ron Johnson has exactly right, the American public can't just ask the president to fix. So bite the damn bullet. It's 10:30.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.